Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where I teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a super important expression today, how to say I love you.
Yeah, that's definitely important.
Yeah, hi, we have Jessie today from Transition. Jessie, 你好.
你好.
We are going to teach people how to say I love you in Chinese, but I would like you to share your new lovely song with us first.
I'd love to, yeah. So this is our new song called 我爱你.
Oh, that means I love you.
我爱你, 我爱你, 我相信你也爱我, 我, 我们两个会永远在一起, 只是爱情, I love you.
This is lovely. Okay, let's get started. 我爱你 is I love you. 我 means I.
Right.
And how to pronounce it properly is, it's actually not that difficult. You just say, whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah, but whoa is a fourth tone. You just make that at the third tone. 我 I. I means love.
That's, so this is an important one.
Super important.
That's right.
I. Say that properly. I.
I.
你,
你,
你 means you. So, 我爱你.
我爱你.
Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
When you say I, just be careful. Don't say the third tone because the third tone will become I.
Which means?
Short.
So, oh,
yeah.
No.
So you don't say people, oh, you are so short. 我爱你. We don't say that. So just make sure you use the fourth tone for I. 我爱你.
That's the kind of thing which makes me afraid to say I love you just in case, you know.
Yeah, but don't be. Just try it. And people, they may be a bit surprised when you say that first. But then, of course, most Chinese people, they appreciate and they are so forgiving. So, you know, 我爱你 is quite a modern expression in Chinese. People didn't really say that much in the olden days.
Okay.
Remember, ancient Chinese people, they were really reserved. And just like the ancient British society in the novel, Jane Austen's novels.
Pride and Prejudice.
That's yeah. Right. And no matter how much people love each other, they rarely say it.
Yeah.
And then also, ancient Chinese people, they were very reluctant to show their affection toward the family, to people in public or people outside the family. So that's why when Chinese husband describe their wives, they will say, 见内.
Say it. 见内.
见内. Oh, don't say it about your
wife. Yeah, I'm worried about. What are you going to teach me?
Okay, 见内. 见 means lowly, cheap.
Gosh. Yeah, that's definitely not a thing to repeat to the wife.
No, and then 内 means domestic. My cheap domestic. My cheap, lowly domestic is my wife.
Wow.
So when we say, oh, 见内, that means my wife. And they called their son, 犬子 and 犬 means dog.
Goodness.
子 is the boy, my doggy boy. So it's not really a lot of respect and it's not a lot of affection. So they call their doggy child.
How much weight was there attached to this? Is it one of those things that it got said so much that it didn't really mean that? Because when you translate it, it obviously sounds quite shocking to us.
It is very shocking, but actually they didn't mean it. They just wanted to show how humble they are. And they also call themselves some lowly person, 鄙人.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a society, the culture in the society, they wanted to show how humble they are.
I see.
And as a result, they actually put you on the higher social hierarchy. So it's the way they show you respect when
right.
they minimize their own social status. So my lowly cheap wife and my doggy son.
So I had a question, which is my wife and I went to Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people said to me, wow, 你太太好漂亮.
太太.
Your wife is very
Mrs.
beautiful.
Yes.
How do you respond in Chinese culture?
Because
I didn't want to say kind of like nali nali.
No, she's not. Nali. Yeah, okay. That's a very good question. When you say nali nali, that means actually no, she's actually not that beautiful.
Yeah.
So it means no, actually no. So it's a common culture in the Western world. We would say, oh yeah, thank you. Well, I think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but
accept
in Chinese,
the compliment.
That's right. And when you comment on, oh, your wife is so beautiful, your son is so smart. In China, you will hear nali nali. Nali, Nali, actually, the literal meaning means where, and then the real meaning is actually, no, my wife is not that beautiful. My son is not that smart. So that's the way they show how humble they are. Again, in ancient Chinese society or even modern society, people do it that way because if someone is arrogant or full of self-confidence, they tend to be unpopular.
Right.
So to make yourself popular, you need to be very humble.
Reverse psychology.
That's right. Yeah. And then you put yourself down, and then at the same time, you actually, indirectly, you are praising other people.
Yes,
and
I
then
see.
People love that. People
right.
love it when you are humble, and they don't appreciate as much
yep.
if you are full of yourself.
So this is a very important thing for us Westerners to understand, because it's very different here. Often you hear, okay, yeah, you know, you've got to push yourself forwards. You've got to say how good you are.
Yep.
You've got to. And
yep.
so obviously that's different.
It's very
Chinese
different.
Culture.
And then when I was a kid, my mom sometimes would say, oh, Mr. Wang, your daughter is so beautiful. Oh, my daughter, oh, she's okay. and your son is so smart. My daughter, she did okay. So when I was younger, I was very upset. I was thinking, hey,
sure.
why don't you have him as your son then? Have her as your daughter then? But of course, my parents, they just followed the social norm.
Right.
Tried to make everybody satisfied. And
yeah.
of course, at the cost of a grumpy child like me. Thinking, oh no, my parents don't love me as much as other children.
Oh, dear.
Now we understand. It's just the way they show how humble they are.
I
so
see.
If you marry yeah. A Chinese guy or a Chinese wife, when they say, oh no, actually, oh, my wife is okay, or my husband is okay, don't take it personally.
Yes.
So let's say 我爱你 together, because nowadays, because of the Western culture influence, and we all watch movies, Gone with the Wind, Titanic, and Ghost, so now people express themselves freely.
Do you remember the first time your parents said, I love you? Like, when it changed? Or?
Right. My parents, they are very traditional, and they loved us dearly. When I was young, I really can't remember when they ever said that. But of course, they made it obvious that they loved us.
Yeah.
That's quite a skillful thing to do. You love them, but without saying it.
Yeah.
And now it's much easier. We have WeChat. and my whole family is all copied as a group. So WeChat,
we
chat to each other like 100 lines every day.
Yeah.
And it's very easy to use emojis and use Chinese plus English. So
I
that's
see.
Quite nice.
So technology has helped the communication there.
That's right. Yeah. And also, I think the older generation, they started knowing actually it's nothing to be ashamed to express themselves.
Right. That's lovely, actually, isn't it, to see that kind of change. And
that's right.
Yeah.
And then very useful to learn 我爱你 properly, because you can say that nowadays if you go to China, you can say that to anyone.
Yeah.
You can say that to your children and to your friends and to your boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
And you can even say that to the audience when you go on the stage in a concert. You can say, 我爱你, you shout loud in between after the concert, and the
yeah.
audience would love that. And when you say, 你爱我, that means you love me.
Right, okay.
So just swap 我 and 你, then you have a new phrase, 你爱我.
你爱我.
我爱你。我爱你。你爱我。你爱我。 Is it okay to listen to the song one more time?
Of course.
Listen out for 你也爱我. But what is 也? 也?
也? Doesn't it mean also?
That's right. So 你也爱我. That means you also love me.
我爱你。我爱你。我相信你也爱我。 只是爱情, I love you.
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. 不客气.
再见.
再见.
Thank you for listening to Talk Chinese, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. We hope you enjoyed this episode. 我爱你. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and be sure to share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.